Jumping Worms.
That band? The Jumping Worms.
Jumping Worms.
No. Like Nerds on Pogo Sticks?
It's not a new horror movie.
No?
It's something that's happening in Connecticut.
No!
Jumping Worms.
Because we haven't had enough yet.
Yeah, bring it.
But everything else going on. High prices, COVID.
Killer
now
bees.
Jumping Worms, yes.
Right. Does sound like something out of Dune.
Jumping Worms.
Jumping Worms.
Jump, jump, jump.
Dr. Gail Ridge, Associate Scientist at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station. Welcome back.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good.
I'm not sure. I got jumping worms.
Yeah. What's the deal with the jumping worms?
The deal is they're not good.
Okay. No, you want the good jumping worms, not the bad jumping worms. There's two different versions here.
Yes. Well, yeah, they're trouble under our feet.
Under our feet. Okay.
And yeah. And, basically, they move into an area and people don't notice them until they start to see their plants fail and die on them.
Oh.
Awesome.
They're plant killers.
Is there a problem with them here in Connecticut? Do we have too many of them?
Yes, there are certainly a problem along the shoreline. Basically, they're in every county in the state. And what they do, they're basically worms on steroids.
Oh, they work out, huh?
They're extremely muscular.
Earthworms? Right, they work out.
Oh, they work out. Yep, they
work
out.
Do they look like earthworms?
Yes, they do. But they're very distinctive because they're hyperactive.
Oh.
And their collar that's just behind the head is a clear identifier because it's perfectly smooth. It's not bulged out like the European earthworm.
Oh.
It's a creamy white.
I know exactly what you're talking
more
about.
More tapered, yeah.
Wearing a Band-Aid little suit. Thing.
Like a gummy worm, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they, like gummy ones, yeah.
They got
they're that tension there.
They got here in the 40s, right, we think?
Well, the most publicized conversation piece is that they were imported deliberately to feed Australian platypuses in the Bronx Zoo. But they've been accidentally introduced over the decades.
Oops.
But as a result, in this region of Hurricane Sandy and other major storms where a lot of trees were dropped and made into compost and mulch, they were then distributed around the area, this region, without people knowing.
So why is it a problem this year and not last year?
Yeah.
Was it something that we were dealing with last year and it's worse now, or is it new to us?
Calls came into my office, the insect information office at the experiment station, in very high numbers towards the end of the summer last year. And that's when people were calling from all over the state. I suspect that part of the issue was actually a contribution of COVID. People were staying home, having more time to do some work in the yard and moving organic material around the state, not knowing that they were moving immature jumping worms and their cocoons. The cocoons are the size of a poppy seed.
How could you know?
Oh, you got to look really hard. Yeah. Look really hard with glasses.
Yes, you don't know. And these cocoons are there. Insurance policy, their bank against
detection
being eradicated. Because the females will produce about 90 cocoons with one or two eggs in each once a year. And then they die. They only live 1 year.
Oh, really?
The frost will kill them. Whereas the European earthworms can live several years.
Oh, see, we're weak.
Well, that seems like the good news.
Right.
But the bad news is they'll have 90 kids.
Yeah. Do birds eat them? Yeah. Like if a bunch of birds, will birds eat these things or is it like bad for birds?
Generally, birds are not finding them tasteful.
Oh.
A few birds do, but they don't eat many of them.
How about fish?
One of the fish, no, they dislike them. And this is something I want to warn fishermen about. They need to make sure when they buy their night callers that jumping worms are not incorporated into those pots of worms that they take out into.
Why? What happens?
Fishing area. Well, what happens is that if you go fishing up into a more remote area of Connecticut, And a lot of people do this. Once you finish fishing, you casually throw out the pot of worms. You just toss the worms on the ground because you think they're good.
Yeah.
Well, you've now just introduced a chance that a jumping worm or two have been introduced to a more delicate ecological location here in Connecticut.
Right, great.
Yeah, so you bring all your worms back. In fact, fish don't like jumping worms, so make sure when you're buying worms that you are buying the appropriate worms for fishing.
You call them jumping worms. Do they actually jump?
They thrash. They can get to be the size of about 8 inches, and when you hold them, they whip like a snake. Sometimes they're called crazy snake worms, Jersey wigglers, Alabama jumpers. One of the more colorful names is sharks of the earth.
These sound like fireworks.
Yes, it is fireworks. Fireworks that are in a long, muscular tube.
What is the problem with them? Why should we be worried about it?
They homogenize the top mineral layer and organic layers, what's known as the O horizon of the soils. What they do is form the leaf litter, soil fungi, and normal soil structures into a loose black layer, which is a blanket of fecal material.
Okay, now bring us, like, if this goes uncontrolled for 20 years, what does Connecticut look like?
We're going to have basically where they establish an extinction of ground living species, such as plants, native plants, ground nesting birds, local species of millipedes and salamanders.
Holy crap,
it's
damn.
Extremely negative situation because they completely changed the surface soil structure here in New England.
Okay, what do we do? Or what are you doing?
Yeah.
What's the plan? What are the smart people doing to save the rest of us?
Yeah, tell us what to do.
Do I stomp on them when I see them?
Yes.
Now, please tell me there's a room full of people with lab coats figuring out what to do.
Right. They're planning to attack.
Please let me know. You're not counting on us fisher people to not screw it up.
Right. Help us.
We don't even know how to recycle, okay?
Right. I said gummy worms earlier. Yeah, I said gummy worms earlier, so...
Yeah, well, one of our conferences during the winter, there were 600 people in attendance. Wow. This is how serious we're taking
it. Wow.
So Joseph Gores up at the University of Vermont is one of the lead New England researchers. And we're trying to work out a way of introducing a natural...
Natural fungus.
I like how you're wording this. We're trying to figure out a way to kill them.
Right, yes.
Did you hear what she said? There's a fungus
among
us.
Yeah.
Right.
A what? A fungus among us?
Right. Yeah. Easy greasy. Yeah.
What she's trying to do is actually develop a mechanism to feed the worms using lacing millet with Bovaria bassinia.
Will that kill them or make them sterile?
Kill them.
Kill them. Nice.
Yeah, good.
But the issue is it can work in the laboratory, but the point is it going to work out in the field and whether it might hit non-target organisms.
Oh. Right. So
but
that
we
was...
Do...
Yeah. Sorry. It could be a problem.
Right.
Problem.
It's like,
we got rid of the worms,
right.
But now we can't grow grass anywhere.
Yeah, now this fungus has taken out all the trees. Now what?
Or the chipmunks are now 9 feet tall.
Right.
Damn it!
That would be kind of cool.
Now what? Good chipmunk. Nice chipmunk.
Nice chipmunk. So what can people do? When you purchase potted plants, don't bring the plants home in the potted soil. If you do, take the plants, go into the driveway and lay out a sheet of plastic, pull the plants out of the potted soil and lay the soil out flat on the plastic, and then wash the roots. So you root bare
no one's going to do this.
Sit there washing my plant in the driveway. I look strange enough as it is.
I know.
Hey, now he's rinsing his plant.
Yeah, we're going back to the traditional hands-on farming days.
I'm a little idiot.
Never going to happen.
Now, what do you do? What do you do with that soil now after you rinse it off?
Yep. Well, anybody who wants to bring in compost or any kind of soil material, what you need to do is to actually lay it out. The best thing is to get a sheet of painted plastic out on the driveway. Pour the soil into the center of it. Lay it,
we're screwed.
Yeah, no one
yes,
can do this.
We
we're
are.
We're done. Yep. Wasteland 5 years.
You know, get some good music on and then just sort of do this.
Right.
No, get some good music on, drink, and kiss our asses goodbye.
I'm going to just asphalt my entire yard.
Oh, man, you're counting on us.
One big parking lot. Boom, done.
Oh.
Yep, yep, that's right.
Yep.
And then flatten the soil out, but leave about a foot edging of plastic around.
You know
what's
funny? You're still explaining this, and you don't realize that no one's going to do any of this.
Right.
Nobody's going to do
it. You can say dance naked on the moonlight. Ain't going to happen.
We're really in trouble.
Yeah, we are. We're screwed.
Wow.
Well, I can whip in the last bit, put some plastic over the top, fold the bottom layer over the top of the upper piece of plastic, and then duct tape it, and enjoy the thought of roasting them for 3 days in the sun.
Nice.
Rototilling in the spring is also useful.
Would probably kill the plant.
No, the plant's out, right?
You're just doing the soil.
No, the plant
right.
is out.
Just
yeah.
the soil.
Yeah, you took your plant that you rinsed in the driveway.
Who's going to take a plant out of its soil?
Well, you're going to put another soil.
It's going to die.
You're going to transplant the plant into soil, right? Somewhere else?
Well, I don't understand.
If you spend all that money on like a tomato plant, you want it to live.
Right, but you're just going to take it out, rinse it, and then put it in the ground right away, right?
Doc.
What? Well, the alternative is to grow your own plants from seed.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
what soil is grow safe to plants. Use? What would you recommend?
Who cares? No one's going to do any of this.
Well, can you buy the bag like they have the topsoil like at the hardware store?
Like
can you buy that?
Bag,
is that safe?
Yes.
Consider it likely to have jumping worms in it. It's not.
Oh no!
Yes. It's something that has crept up on us unseen, and so we have to be extremely vigilant as a community.
So everything is tainted.
I turn my entire yard into one big parking lot.
No, the plant can't be. We need to be vigilant.
Vigilant. How's one vigilant?
Going to be vigilant.
If you can,
we've been recycling for decades.
Yeah, I know.
Did you hear the last segment?
Yeah, we got to
rule
entirely.
No one knows what to do. We're putting bowling balls, engine blocks.
Yep.
Okay. Deer carcasses.
A deer carcass.
No, right. You're counting on the wrong people for help.
Yeah, we're stupid.
No, you have to. You guys got to figure this out.
Yeah. Help us.
I got to even just read you the emails I was getting. Like, hey, could you ask him about my mattress?
Can't you make like a poison we can
just
spray?
And I put myself in that category. I'm throwing stuff in a recycling bin. It's like, duh.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they'll sort it.
You can purchase compost, etc., if you are certain that it had been heat treated at 105 to 131 degrees Fahrenheit. That temperature will kill them.
You're still trying to help us. Listen, if you take anything from this conversation, walk back to your 600 people and say, we're screwed.
Yeah, these are people.
We got to come up with something.
We need a poison.
These people aren't going to help.
They're too dumb.
They're going to make it worse.
Well, we do have allies. There is actually another worm. It's actually called, it's a planarian. It's called a hammerhead worm.
Oh, nice.
And it looks like a hammerhead shark. It has a fanned head with a stripe down the back.
Where do you buy those?
Do worms have brains? Like, how does this work?
Hold on. I want to hear this other solution that's not us. Go ahead.
Before you.
And it's exotic. It was actually introduced decades ago from Southeast Asia. And guess what its primary prey is?
Eating the jumping worms.
Yes.
Yay. Great.
The larva.
Now we're getting somewhere, Doc. Now, where did we get back to this stuff?
Yeah, where do you buy that? The Amazon?
You can pretty well buy anything off Amazon, can't you?
Right, man.
But these are established in Connecticut, and I would get one or two calls every couple of years about these things because they are unusual to look at.
Yeah.
But the numbers have jumped because the calls in November are coming in and saying they've got this odd-looking worm in their yard. What is it? And get these photographs, and this is the hammerhead worm. And
All right,
they
so now
are
they have a food
a predator
supply.
Of the jumping worm.
All right.
Yes.
Well,
so
Doc,
we just
we're very
see
lucky
how
to
they
have
do.
We're lucky to have people like you thinking about this stuff.
Yeah.
Because if we didn't,
absolutely,
we'd be like, where'd all the trees go?
Right.
Actually, I had a good question. I want to end on this note.
Really?
Do worms have brains?
Not particularly.
Okay.
So like us.
So we have a lot in common.
Right.
No, but you ever cut one in half? Like if you cut one in half,
yeah.
They both still
move.
Fuck. Have you gone fishing?
It happens sometimes. Yeah. Try to put it on the hook, it doesn't want to be on the hook. They just separate.
No, but if you cut one in half, they're both ends are doing their own thing. Have I just created two worms when I do that?
They start dancing.
Well, with jumping worms it actually kills them.
Right. Nice.
So cut every jumping worm.
So get a shovel.
You see in half.
Get a shovel so it's whacking.
Doc, so great to talk to you, and we're so lucky to have you fighting for us.
Right.
Yeah.
Go hammerheads.
Thank you guys for the conversation.
All right. Thank you. We're linked up to all things Dr. Gail Ridge, Associate Scientist at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.